Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, fans and a bro. My host, Deuce McAllister. We're going to talk about the Saints injury report. If we don't get to all of Tampa's, we'll do some of that as we're speaking with Bailey Adams with the pewter report coming up in just a few minutes. So the Saints have five that are out. I can't say that any of them are necessarily surprising. I will say on Tampa's side, Tampa has been off since they played Atlanta on a Thursday night. So they had three players who did not practice on Wednesday and then five who are out. So that's a little strange. So anyway, the five that are out for the Saints: Taysom Hill, he didn't practice all week. Cesar Ruiz did not practice all week. Derek Carr, of course, we knew about. Will Harris had the hamstring, did not practice all week. And Pete Werner did not practice all week. Willie Gay, all good. He was full practice. Rashid Shaheed does not have a game designation. Limited. Alvin Kamara was limited Thursday and Friday. He seems to be okay. Peyton Turner, questionable. Lucas Patrick, questionable. He didn't practice this week. He has a chest injury. Coach Allen said today that he would be one of those game day decisions. And so, and here's the question. Kendre Miller, hamstring, full practice, every day. And he's questionable. What do you have? I don't understand that part. That's the part I don't understand.
So for Kendre, you want to make sure that he's 100%, even though he's practiced fully. That doesn't mean that, you know, his window has opened as far as for practice, as far as his 21-day window, but they still, hey, he may not be ready to go fully. And so I suspect whenever we do see Kendre, it will probably be on some type of pitch count. Not to say that he's still injured, but he may not be fully 100% in football shape as well. I think he's in good shape because he's been working out with the trainers even when he was on IR. It wasn't like he was just, oh, I'm just doing rehab. He was working out. But he still hadn't played a football game.
Yeah, hadn't gotten hit since, I guess, last.
He's probably got hit in practice.
Mini camp or in practice.
No, he's got hit in practice. But, you know, probably tackled.
He ain't gotten tackled. So of that group, I mean, again, there were no surprises. I guess, you know, I've done more shows this week about Spencer Rattler, not as a football player, but as fans are so excited about Spencer Rattler. I'm like, what? Everybody loves the backup. I'm used to that. And you're either a Derek Carr fan or you're not a Derek Carr fan. And so I get that as well. But there's just, I don't know if you've had to do a bunch of shows, literally not on Spencer as a football player, but as the, you know, kind of fans are back pumped up again. It's crazy.
I think I did one, and mine that I did, it was before the news of Derek being out multiple weeks. And outside of that, I didn't really want to do anything because I didn't want to talk about it like you chose to talk about it.
Right. And well, it wasn't even about – I mean, if it was about football –
No, like, that's but we know about, you know exactly where the conversation is going, though.
Right.
And so, truly and honestly, I don't know if you can answer that fairly. That's the problem. I don't know if you can truly, honestly answer it fairly because of your situations with injuries.
Right.
Not having your starting center, not having your starting right guard, and possibly not having your starting left guard. That's what you're dealing with. That's what Derek has dealt with. And so to throw a rookie in there, and as talented as Spencer is, that's what you're, I don't want to say choosing to do, but that's what you're doing. And so there's a plan in place for him. It's not one where, I don't want to call it dumbed down offensively, but they have tried to tailor the system to what they feel like that he can do as far as Spencer. It's not a new offense. It's not, you know, hey, we're creating these 7 new plays because Spencer is the quarterback. They may highlight some of his skill set a little better. I mean, but for me, whether it was Derek or Spencer Rattler, if you can't block that front seven, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You've got to be able to block the front seven. And so, really, the defensive line. But if you can block the defensive line, that means you can get up on the linebackers. That's what it boils down to, regardless of who's at quarterback.
Team has to figure out a way to be better on first down, right? I mean, whether it's running or passing, just be better on first down.
Now I can at least run the ball on second down.
Right.
If I'm second and 13 or second and 9, second and 8, my options are very, very limited. Because if I only pick up 2 yards on third down, third and long is not where you want to be. I mean, because if you're in that situation, then now defensively they're gonna tee off. But they've got to figure out a way. I don't want to call it to shorten the game, but can you shorten the game?
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Can you shorten the game? And I want the full field still available, but he's got to understand that this is my one, this is my two, this is my outlet.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.